Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Kaylee Morris, Lacey Morris, and Carson Morris. We're going to be talking about a time-honored tradition over in Emery County, as well as southeastern Utah as a whole. That is the Southeastern Utah Junior Livestock Show, making its return for another year, always a fan favorite here in the Castle Country. Thank you all for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Kaylee, let's start on just the nitty-gritty side of things. We know this is a very popular event here in Carbon and Emery counties. It's one of the things a lot of farmer and agriculture kids look forward to all throughout the summer, heck, even throughout the year. So, when is this show coming up?
So, we have kids from ages 8 years old up to 18, and they're 4-H and FFA kids. They come and they show off their projects that they have been working on throughout the summer. A lot of these kids, they have like a steer, which they raise for about a year, and then they have goats and sheep and pigs that they have about 3 months that they're working on, and they're graining them and feeding them and walking them, and then they are grooming them, they shear them, they work their hardest, and then they come to our show and they present in front of a judge, and there's a group of people that come on the stands and they're watching them and supporting their all these kids.
No, it's a fun event here in the community. It's something that, you know, I grew up, my friends all did it. My friends mainly worked in the world of pigs, and, you know, so that's where I saw the most experience. But the first time you go to a stock show, you're truly blown away, because you go in, you think, yeah, it's going to be a bunch of animals in a barn, but it is so much more than that. These kids put in so much time and dedication, like you said, to make sure that these animals look the best. They trot around the arena the best they can. It's a full effort. So what days is this coming up, and, you know, how can people get registered?
Okay, so it's coming up Wednesday, July 8th, and then it goes until Saturday, July 11th. So on Wednesday, we have their weigh-ins, and then to follow, they do like a judging contest where the animals are in the ring. There's a four of each species, and the kids come in and they judge each species to their best. And then we do a written test where these kids are studying throughout the year. They study their species and things about, you know, how to steward these animals and everything like that, and then they have a test on them. Then we'll do a breeding goat show and a breeding sheep show, and then at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, we have a bingo game at the pavilion, and the community is invited to come out to that. It's kind of a fundraiser. Then on Thursday, starting in the morning at 7 a.m., we have judging of market hogs, and then it goes into market lambs and market goats, and then by 2:30, we're judging market steers. And to follow, we'll have steer showmanship. And these kids are coming, and they are working really hard on their animals and presenting them to the judge. The judge is judging the animals, not the kids this time. So they're trying to look for the best animal. And then by 6 p.m., we have a peewee goat and sheep show. So in that category, we have a class that is 6 to 8 year olds. And that is a competitive showmanship class for these kids that are coming up into the show age. They can come and they can practice their showmanship. There'll be buckle awards for them too. Then we'll have a 5 to 6 year old class, and then a 4 and under class. And we've asked the kids to dress patriotic to celebrate America 250. So they can dress up their animals and they can dress themselves up in red, white, and blue, and it'll be a fun show. It is so cute to watch those kids come in the ring, all them little 4 year olds and their animals. It's so cute. So then after that, we'll have a pool party for all of our exhibitors. This year, we have about 275 exhibitors that are coming from all over the state of Utah to come to our show. And then Friday, July 10th, we'll start with hog showmanship and then work into goat showmanship and lamb showmanship. This is where the judge is judging the kid and how they are presenting the animal, how the animal looks, how clean it is, how they are showing it off. And that's what that is about. And then we'll go into a breeding beef show at 11:30. And then in 1:30, we'll have a round robin showmanship where the winning kids, senior and intermediate, out of each species will compete against each other, and they'll have to show each other's species. So the senior sheep showman that one, he will have to go and show a pig and then a steer and then a goat. And he'll have to switch animals and see who is the best showman. Then by 5 p.m. on Friday, we will have a rabbit show. And this is really cute. Kids of all ages come out and they have their little rabbits. And it's more of a pet show, but they give out buckles and it's so cute. And then at 7 p.m., we'll have a barbecue awards program where we'll give out the awards to all the kids. There are buckles and we have a lot of prizes that us as a committee, we've gone out and asked for donations to give these kids prizes. And we give a lot of prizes out. We want these kids to feel good. And it's a confidence boost for them. And then at 8:30 p.m. on Friday, we'll have an exhibitors dance. The kids always love that. Then Saturday, July 11th, starting at 10:30 a.m., we will have a rolling auction of these animals. So the kids will come into the ring, and there'll be an auctioneer, and they will bring in their animals. We'll start with the grand champions of, and then reserve champions of each species. And then we'll work our way down, and it'll rotate between pigs, sheep, goats, and steers. And we encourage the community to come out and do and bid on these animals, because they can come and fill their freezers with locally grown beef, pork, lamb, and goat. And then we also ship these animals to the butchers for them. So you don't even have to worry about transporting your animal. We'll transport it for you, and you can come pick it up at the butcher.
As convenient as can be, and it's a packed few days at the livestock show. Let's bring some of the youth voices in who are going to be competing in this. Joining us now in the studio, we've got Lacey Morris, 11 years old, third year competing at the livestock show. Lacey, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me come on.
And it's exciting to have you. No better perspective to get on this than the people who are actually competing. So, like we said, third year going in to compete in this. What makes you want to keep coming back and compete in the livestock show?
Well, I love animals, and every time I show my animal, I feel like I have accomplished something great. Like, when I show my goat and lamb, every time I set them up, I feel like I am going to win. I'm going to accomplish something great today.
So what does it look like to get ready for it? You mentioned that it's fun to compete, you know, but a lot of work does go into it. What does it look like behind the scenes as you're getting ready to show these animals? What do you have to do to get ready?
Well, we wash our animal and then we blow dry. So if I do a goat, I blow dry the entire animal to make sure it's dry so that when the judge puts his hand on the animal to feel how much muscle it has, that it feels clean and doesn't have a lot of dirt on his hand after he touches my animal. So we want our animals clean, and then we have to like work their legs and like fluff them up to make it look like they are bigger boned for the judge, because the bigger the boned, the better quality the meat is.
And it's always fun to see those strategies that you guys break out at such a young age. It's cool to see how much you learn in participating in this. But what's your favorite part of the whole experience? What do you love most about participating in the stock show?
I like to be with my goat, and I like to make new friends, because everyone in this show, people from all over the state of Utah come and show their animals to compete with other people around the state of Utah. And I like to make new friends with them.
No, and it's an exciting part of it. I remember that's what I enjoyed most about attending these. You get to meet so many cool people. Lacey, it was a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Now we're going to move on to Carson Morris, age 9. Carson, it's exciting to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for letting me come.
So this is going to be your first year doing stock show. We talked about there's a wide variety of animals that you get to show as a part of this. What do you like to show during the stock show?
I like to show the sheep. It's fun, and you learn a lot of new stuff.
And that's part of the fun, is getting to learn so many cool new things. Now, as you look at the sheep, are there any other animals that you'd like to show as you get older, get further into this, or do you want to stay strictly focused on the sheep, on the goat?
I would like to show hogs and goats.
Hogs are a pretty fun one. I agree. They're fun to just be around. There's lots of fun to be had in raising one of those. So going into your first year doing it, how do you get prepared for it? How are you preparing these animals to get ready to go out and show them?
So we wash them and blow dry their legs. We don't blow dry their whole body, just their legs to make them look thick boned and fluff their legs.
You know, it's a fun little time getting ready for it. Now, as you're getting ready, what are you most excited about to compete in the stock show? What gets you most excited for this first year experience?
Like winning all those belt buckles.
The belt buckles, you can't go wrong with those. That's everyone's favorite part. And you know, as long as you're earning them, people are going to respect you a lot more for it. So good luck to you, Carson. Hoping you do well at the stock show. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now to round things out, we're going to throw it back to Kaylee Morris. Kaylee, this has been a fun conversation. I have always fun getting those kid perspectives on the stock show. They have such a pure outlook on things. You can't go wrong with it. But let's run through the nitty-gritty one more time. When is this taking place and where is it taking place?
It will be July 8th, Wednesday, July 8th, and it will run clear till Saturday, July 11th in Castle Dell at the Blue Sage Arena. Wednesday will be more of the kids' written tests. Thursday will be the judging of the market animals. Friday will be all the showmanship, and then Saturday is the auction. You can check out our Facebook page. We try to keep up with our activities. You can follow us at Southeastern Utah Junior Livestock Show. We have a few fundraisers going on right now that you guys can join in. And yeah, keep up with us there and come on out and watch these kids. They would love to have you there cheering them on.
It's going to be such a fun time. Kaylee, Lacey, Carson, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks so much for taking the time again to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, we are talking about the Southeastern Utah Junior Livestock Show right around the corner, one of the premier livestock shows here in Utah, and always a great time for the youth in our community. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.